Chapter 18. Few teachers nowadays, at least in the Western world, rely solely on chalk and blackboard. Over the years, more and more technical inventions have taken their place among the educational aids with which teachers surround themselves, so as to make their teaching more effective. What distinguishes the computer from other pieces of equipment, such as tape recorders and film projectors, and what forms, in fact, the basis of its claim to the title educational aid, is its interactive capability. The computer gives individual attention to the learner and replies to him. Traditionally, it acts as a tutor, assessing the learner's reply, recording it, pointing out mistakes, giving explanations. It guides the learner towards the correct answer, and generally adapts the material to his or her performance. This flexibility, which can include allowing the learner to choose between several modes of presentation, is something impossible to achieve with written handouts. It would require huge, scrambled books with pages and pages of mostly unnecessary explanations, together with an extremely complicated system of cross-references. Nor would the learner get the instant feedback so beneficial to the learning process which the computer provides. The computer thus promotes the acquisition of knowledge, develops the learner's critical faculties, and demands active participation. The computer has a number of advantages over normal classwork. It offers privacy, which relieves learners from the fear of being ridiculed for their mistakes by their classmates. It allows learners to work on their own, in their own time, and most importantly, at their own pace. This is valuable not only for those who have fallen behind and need to catch up with the rest of the class, but also for learners who always finish early and need extra materials to stretch them. The computer is patient and will tirelessly go over the same points for as long as is necessary. Finally, the computer is consistent, unbiased, and has no off days. To teachers, the computer offers the opportunity to make better use of their time and skills. By taking over dull mechanical tasks, like the correcting and marking of simple exercises, it allows them to spend more time on preparation and on activities such as discussion, simulation, or project work. By providing a means of usefully occupying part of the class, it opens up the possibility of small group activities. Lastly, through its record-keeping facilities, it gives teachers access to detailed information on their pupils' strengths, weaknesses, and progress, which not only helps them to assess individual learners, but also enables them to evaluate the materials and methods they have been using.